The reading this morning is 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 to 7. That's page 1223 of the Pew Bibles. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 to 7. Dear friends, this is now my second letter to you. I've written both of them as reminders to stimulate you to wholesome thinking. I want you to recall the words spoken in the past by the holy prophets and the command given by our Lord and Saviour through your apostles. First of all, you must understand that in the last days scoffers will come scoffing and following their own evil desires. They will say, "Where is this coming he promised? Ever since our fathers died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation." But they deliberately forget that long ago, by God's word, the heavens existed and the earth was formed out of water and by water. By these waters also, the world of that time was deluged and destroyed. By the same word, the present heavens and earth are reserved for fire, being kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men.
Our blessed Father, we thank you for the reading of your word. We pray that bring it to our hearts and minds and help us to understand what you're saying to us this morning, that your name be glorified. Thank you, blessed Father. Hide me behind the cross, that my brethren will not see me, but they will see Jesus and him crucified. And circumcise our ears and grant us eyesight, that in hearing we'll understand, and that in seeing we'll perceive. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, again, I bring you greetings from Nigeria, northern Nigeria, where we are serving the Lord. And I want to be sharing with you from the book of 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 to 7, trusting that at the end our hearts will be blessed. Now, this is Peter writing the church in diaspora, the church that was scattered in diaspora, and he's writing them the second epistle, knowing that his departure will soon be, he tells us in the first Peter, his departure will soon be, chapter 1, verse 2, 12 to 15. There is a key issue, and there are key issues he wants them to, to understand as a church in diaspora. And so he comes with these key issues, and we're going to look at text in three ways. Number one, he wants them to remember the predictions of the prophets, verse 1 to 2. He wants them to remember the promise of his coming, verse 3 to 4. And lastly, he wants them to remember that all will come to pass, verse 5 to 7. And he says in verse 1, remember the predictions of the prophet. He said, this is now the second letter that I'm writing to you, beloved. In both of them, I am stirring up your sincere mind by way of reminder that you should remember the predictions of the prophets and the commandments of the Lord and Savior through your apostles. See, there are key words that have been used here. Remember, remember, two times. He wants them to remember. And, as human beings, we have a tendency to forget things more than the tendency to remember. We have a human weakness to want to forget things rather than to remember. So he's writing and emphasizing to them, remember, I'm writing to remind you. I'm writing so that you will remember. And particularly in this busy world, we need to remember. We need to sit down to remember. In this busy life, we need to sit down to remember that the world has become so busy that gives us reasons, to forget things. But Peter is writing us so that we will remember. This is an emphasis, remember. Apostle Peter is writing both letters, reminding them that the end will come. that the end will come. He's writing to make them to be aware that their minds can be taken advantage of by scoffers. The scoffers are coming, and their business is to take advantage of their weak minds. He's writing them so that they will remember, so that their minds will be kept in undistracted, their minds will be kept from distractions. Their minds will not be distracted by the scoffers. Scoffers are coming deliberately because of their selfish end to gain some things for themselves. They want to distract them from the truth of the word of God. They want to distract them from the truth of the word of God. So he writes, he said, this is the second epistle I'm writing, beloved. In both of them, I'm stirring up your sincere minds by way of reminder that you should remember the predictions of the prophets. He's writing them, the prophets have predicted concerning the end. So I'm writing to remind you so that your minds will not be taken advantage of. Now, each time I have opportunity to come to this country, I look around, I said, what a nation with a huge history. A huge history. A history that is written all over in our cathedrals. History is written all over in our churches, in our parishes. The history is written all over. There were a nation that has godly foundations. The history is written all over. But the scoffers will rise up with an intention to make us be distracted from this historical heritage. Scoffers will rise up. And they have risen up. They have risen up in various ways to make us to be distracted from the rich history that we have. Rich history that we have. And when we hear and see of things that have been written by men, J.K. Rowling's, writing a fantasy novel, telling us about a wizard, Harry Potter. And this thing, like a wildfire, is spreading, trying to entice the minds of young people, trying to teach young people witchcraft in the modern way. Scoffers will rise. Trying to entice, they will rise. Trying to lure, they will rise. Trying to lead astray the minds and the hearts of the people, scoffers. I'm writing to remind you. We hear about Dan Brown, who has written that Da Vinci Code. With an intention to delude the people. What of Richard Dawkins? That Oxford professor who has come with an evolutionary biology, writing a book, The God Delusion, in order to lead astray the young minds and even the older minds of people. Remember, I'm writing this thing to you to remind you so that your sincere minds will not be taken advantage of. In Nigeria, we have our own scoffers. They come in different shades. They come as Jehovah's Witnesses. They come as Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. A church, all these churches, all these false teaching coming from America, trying to delude the hearts of sincere minds of people. The prosperity gospel, the health and the wealth gospel, trying to lead astray sincere minds. Remember, I'm writing to you. To keep you in remembrance. In other words, Peter is writing to keep our hearts and minds in remembrance. As we come to church day after day, it is that our hearts will be reminded. As we sit to listen to God's word, it is that our hearts will be reminded that, look, scoffers will arise. Scoffers will arise. That our minds will be in a state of undistraction, reaching out to God in worship. Reaching out to God in praise. He writes them. He said, remember the promise of his coming. Because the scoffers are rising up. Trying to, you know, to confuse the promise of his coming. Look at what it says in verse 3. Knowing this, first of all, that scoffers will come in the last days with scoffing, following their own sinful desires. They will say, where is the promise of his coming? For ever since our fathers fell asleep, all things are continuing as they were from the beginning of creation. What are they questioning? They are questioning the promise of his coming. They are questioning the word of God. They are questioning the integrity of the word of God. Scoffers. How are we going to know them? We are going to know them, one, by their manner of life. Because, like verse 3 says, following their own sinful desires. Sinful desires. They follow their own sinful desires. How are we going to know these scoffers? We know them by their manner of life. Because their manner of life is they are following their own sinful desires. They want to lure us into their own sinful desires. They want to lure our sincere minds to their own sinful desires. They are following their lust and their passions. And the Bible has warned us in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. Do not love the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh, the desires of eyes, and the pride in possessions, is not from the Father, but it's of the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires. But whoever does the will of God abides forever. But these scoffers, they follow their own sinful desires. They follow their passions. They follow their passions. In Nigeria, I've said our problem is this prosperity and health and wealth gospel. People will go to the church without lusts of properties. Without greed. They will go to church without greed. But they will come out of church greedy because the pastor, rather than preaching the word, is telling them to go and possess. To go and possess money. To go and possess property. To go and possess this. To go and possess that. Possess this. So they go to the church without greed and come out greedy. Why? Scoffers follow their own sinful desires. Following their own sinful nature. And they do that which is not in keeping with the counsel and the precepts of God. The manner of life. How do we know them? By their manner of life. Sinful desires. Number two, how do we know them? By their message. They will question the truth of God's infallible word. They will ask, where is the promise of his coming? For ever since our fathers fell asleep, all things are continuing as they were from the beginning of creation. Where is the promise of his coming? It's been long now that we've been carrying this Christian heritage. It's not coming. They want to tell us that, look, God has deceived us. He's not coming. Forget about church. Forget about Christianity. He's not coming. But no. No, we know that their message is false, and we know that the word of God is true. The message is false, but the word of God is true. While they question the word of God remains true. They want to question the word of God to lead us into delusion. But when we ask the right question, they are questioning the word of God, but we ask questions to discover the truth of God's word and not to be led into the delusion of Satan. How do we know them? We know them by their members. Their members. Those that follow them, they are also led into sinful desires. Those that follow them, they are also led into all manner of the deceits and the devices of Satan. So, Peter warns the brethren. He said, look, remember. Remember the promise of his coming. It is the word of God and it stands true forever. And lastly, he's writing and he's asking them to remember that all will pass away. All will pass away. Verse 5. For they deliberately overlook this fact, that the heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed out of water and through water by the word of God. And by means of this, the world that then existed was deluged with water and perished. But by the same word, the heavens and the earth that now exist are stored up for fire, being kept until the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly. This covers. They are doing this work, this evil work, deliberately. Deliberately. They are doing it deliberately. Okay, like these names that I call, Richard Dawkins. I mean, for us in Nigeria, that's a Christian name. Richard is a Christian name. Dan Brown, that's a Christian name. Dan, maybe from Daniel. J.K. Rowling, these are Christian names. So even the name that they bear betrays them in the work they are doing. It's a betrayal. It shows that they have a Christian heritage. It shows that at least some way, somehow, they have a connection with the gospel. And they are doing this work deliberately. Deliberately. You know, one of the local languages in Nigeria would say, Degangang. Degangang. Deliberately. They're doing it deliberately. Because of delusion. They want to delude the people. They want to deliberately deceive the people. Deliberately. They're teaching this issue, these things deliberately. He tells us in verse 6, and by means of these, the world that existed was deluged with water and perished. God created the world ex nihilo, out of nothing. By the word of God, he created the world. Powerfully, let there be light, and there was light. And everything came into existence by the word of God. Powerfully, by the word of God. Everything existed by the word of God, as it is and as we see it. But these people deliberately choose to defy the word of God and to teach something else deliberately. They forget that the world that of Noah's days was deluged, was overflowed with water, was destroyed. But Noah found grace in the sight of God, in the sight of God, which I believe should be our attention as we live our Christian lives. Looking for the grace of God. Looking for the grace of God. That world was destroyed. It was deluged by water. It was destroyed by water. It was destroyed by water. And the present world will also be destroyed by fire. Look at how Peter puts it in verse 7. But by the same word, the heavens and the earth that now exist are stored up for fire. The earth that now exists. You mean including every part of this country? You mean including every part of America with all the beauties? You mean all the parts of Europe, including the beauties, all of Africa with all the ugliness? You mean all the parts of Asia, the Asian tigers that are rising up giantly, all will be destroyed? The Bible said everything is stored up for fire. Everything. Everything is stored up. In Africa, we use firewood to cook. We use firewood to cook. So our women will go to the bush and fetch firewood. And I grew up seeing, you know, my mother going to fetch firewood. And those firewood, you know, they would break into the pieces. And then we put it in the fire and then cook food and to eat. We use firewood. Now, what the Bible is saying here, that this art, the world as we see today, with all the beauties, with all the beauties in Canary Wharf, with all the beauties in the city of London, with all the beauties in the city of New York, with all the beauties that is stored up for fire. Stored up for fire. Brothers, if this is the case, then we need to have our faith in the Lord Jesus. We need more than ever before to say, Jesus, I believe you. I trust you. I will live for you day after day. I will live for you in spite of the scoffers, in spite of the deceit of the enemy. I'm choosing Jesus. I'm choosing the way of the Lord. Have faith in God. Believe in his word. Believing in his promises that they are yea and amen. And they will come to pass. And they will come to pass in spite of what the scoffers are saying. Brothers, as we round up, in what way is your actions, your reactions and inactions in this Christian race showing that you have been deceived or showing that you are losing your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? I'm calling you to believe Jesus and not the scoffers. I'm calling you to believe the word of God and not the word of the scoffers who are lying to deceive us. No. I'm calling you to believe Jesus, calling you to have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, faith in his word. Know that this world as we have it today is coming to pass. Brothers, it's coming to pass. The things that I began to see, I was telling Pierce how I was brought up. You know, my uncle, you know, so ahead of us, and he began to teach us and to train us, and he began to invest in our lives. And the things we saw when we were young boys, things have changed tremendously. The world is now truly a global village and is showing that things are coming to pass. Perhaps only Africa is delaying the coming of Christ because we are not connected in everywhere yet. But here, you can drive from Oxford to Aberfield just with your, you know, even if you have not come to Aberfield before, but with your GP, you can drive from Oxford to Aberfield. Just with your GP. Brothers, the world is coming to pass. It's coming to an end. It's coming to an end. And we need to have faith in Jesus. In spite of the things we see, let us not be deceived and say, look, how can this thing come to pass? How can Canary Wharf, with all the skyscrapers, how can? No, brothers, it's reserved for fire. Have faith in Jesus. Believe in him. Remember the predictions of the prophet that the world is coming to an end and nothing will stop it. Nothing will stop it. Remember the promise of his coming. And he's coming back. Jesus' word cannot be broken. The word of God cannot be broken. He's coming back. Remember that all will come to pass. All will come to pass with the fervent heat that is coming from the Lord. Let's bow our heads and pray. Have faith in God. This quiet moment, just whisper to the Lord, I believe in you. I believe in Jesus. I believe in Jesus. I believe in Jesus. And Father, we are grateful to you for the word that has come. We pray and ask that, Lord, increase our faith. That in the midst and in the face of the scorning, the scoffers, that our faith will be built solidly upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, blessed Father. We trust that beyond what I've said, go ahead and again establish it in the hearts and the minds of the people as we develop our faith solidly on Christ, who is the rock of ages and who will soon come. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.